One of the things that we like to do on this segment is we like to lift up prayers of the people that we know about and even people we don't know about, because we can bring all of those into the throne room of grace too. Here on the website, you can click on the slides and you can see the ones that we know about on the church list of prayers. But, you know, you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher. You need just to learn to talk to God for yourself. He wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. And that's what prayer is all about. So we come into a prayer of agreement with and for all of you who need a special touch from the Lord. And for what you're praying for, we ask that you hear all those prayers today, Lord, in Yeshua's precious name. But the most wonderful thing I think about when Jesus was here on this earth, that the disciples realized that after, they walked everywhere they went. At the end of the day, they was tired. So they stopped and they built a fire and they ate, and they fellowshiped. And then the disciples noticed that Jesus went off by himself. And they said, "Lord, why do you go off by yourself?" He said, "Well, guys, you know, this is Ralphie now. You know I'm God in the flesh. But I'm also God, but I'm also human, and I'm like you guys. I get tired, I get hungry, I get lonely, and I need to spend time with Daddy." Can we do that? Sure. Let me give you a prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. We call it the Lord's Prayer. In my humble opinion, I really think it's the disciples' prayer, and that the true Lord's Prayer is over in John 17, where Jesus prayed for us. Go and read it sometime. John 17, Jesus praying for you and I, and you'll be blessed. But the Lord's Prayer is what we close with. Join me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day, and thank you for tuning in.